There was no explosion.
Police confirmed that this vehicle, being towed from the lot at the FAA facility, belongs to Brian Howard of nearby Naperville, Illinois, who is now hospitalized in stable condition. And hours after the incident, law enforcement officers converged on an address in Naperville believed to be Howard's home. Howard was identified as a contract employee of the FAA with the necessary clearance to be in the highly secure building. John Lehman is the Aurora fire chief.
Chief, do you know if he surrendered without incident, or did he resist, or was he a threat to the first responders?
He was lying on the ground. They encountered him. They attempted to get him out of the building. There was some degree of effort on their part to drag him out of the building, but he was conscious.
Correspondent Dean Reynolds. Now, the police are stressing that this is an isolated incident with no connection to terrorism, but an isolated incident with endless implications.